spoken about Beinah Shemashes.
Yes. Or they brought in the same
idea. The Shulchan Aruch and Rav Rav both say that Beinah Shemashes is like the Rabbi Tam.
Absolutely.
Where that is. Where
okay,
is
it? I really wanted to photostat that.
Oh, yeah, I brought it in.
And bring it in.
Page 90 deals with it.
Oh, okay, great. Okay. Oh, Levy's book. Uh-huh. I know this.
You know him?
Yeah, he's a Washington Heights person.
Issues with the Sun.
Right. Oh. Okay, here it is. Let me just tell you.
Okay. It goes to like 93 and then it changes topic.
Oh, okay.
I guess you can look at it later.
Right? He's talking from a different angle.
Right, so if you want, you can look at it later.
Okay, we'll do this later. He's talking from a different angle.
I could put it in your office if you want.
Okay. What I want to do is look up Shulchan Aruch.
And he also says how many stars are in the sky.
Okay. Well, that's what Gemara says. Gemara says there were three stars.
No. When we said that, it's the opinion that all the stars are in the sky. Do you know what all the stars mean? Hey Rebbe, you're brother. This is what all the stars mean. I can't even say the number.
They mean a lot, like when the Gemara talks about the Kula, it says it comes to the shore once in 70 years. So it doesn't literally mean once in 70 years, it means once in many, many, many years.
Gemara and Brachos.
I know, the same Gemara says 70 years.
No, in the Gemara it says it comes to the
shore. What?
I want you to do is focus that.
No, I think they're precise.
You have to focus that.
I think you're the literally.
This page on the table.
Mommy baby too.
And then this page.
Whatever. I'll get back to you in like 2 months or something.
Okay, 1.
Less than 2 months.
Less than 2 months.
Long business should be like a month, right?
Yeah, you only sure.
Let's go over what we did. Let's review what we did yesterday. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. We have here a stira between two Gemaras. Our Gemara says that Beinah Shemashos. Different opinions, but the simple reading of our Gemara says Mishatishka Hachama, when the sun goes down, the Beinah Shemashos period basically is beginning because daytime is over. And there are various opinions in the Gemara how long the Beinah Shemashos, which is the Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila, twilight period, and then turns into Lila. So one opinion said 3/4 of a mil, which is 13 and a half minutes, we're assuming. Another opinion said the first minute and a half of that is really day. It's 2/3 of a mil, which is only 12 minutes. After the sun sets, you wait a minute and a half, it's still day, and then start 12 minutes then the Shemashos. And we had an opinion which said chatzi mil. It's an only 9 minute ben the Shemashos. And then we had the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that says finish all of this period. All of this period is day. The 12, the 13 and a half, all of this is day. And then sometime after that is also day, Tosis explains. And then there's a very quick Beinah Shemashos Keheref Ayin. But when that is, no one really knows. That's a sheet of Rabbi Yossi. We saw that. But apparently, from the Gemara deals with this, nothing is going to be more than 1 mil, for sure. So it means that from sunset up to 1 mil, 3/4 of a mil, 2/3 of a mil, whatever it is, it's going to be a Beinah Shemashos. So let's say up to 18 minutes at most is Beinah Shemashos, and then it's night. So according to our Gemara, sun sets, without being so precise, more or less, next 18 minutes is Bein HaShmashos, more or less, and approximately, and then it's night. Finished. Meanwhile, there's a Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Tzadik Daled that says, talking about the astronomy of the world, how the earth revolves around the sun and the earth spins, and all kinds of stories there about this. And among the things that Gemara says is that from the time the sun sets until Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil. It takes 4 mil for the sun to set and then the stars to come out. And Tzeis HaKochavim, we know, is night. Those of us who did today's daf, yesterday's daf yomi, know that. It says that in the Gemara. Daf Beis Amud Aleph and Amud Beis in Gemara Brachos, first page in Shas, says that Tzeis HaKochavim is Laila with a pasuk. It's a pasuk that the Jews by the Bais Sheni were watching, working during the day and watching the city at night. And it says Tzeis HaKochavim. So Tzeis HaKochavim. So the Gemara there in Pesachim says from Shkiyas Achama to Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil. 4 mil, let's assume 18 minutes for a mil, is 72, because it takes, mil means the distance that it takes an other Benini to walk a certain amount of time. So it's 72 minutes. So Madashach, is it 18 minutes or 72? The Gemara on Shabbos basically says up to 18, no more than 18. And the Gemara on Pesachim is saying 72. So it's a big kasha. It's a big kasha because the same Tana, Reb Yehuda, same Tana, says over here 3/4 mil, and over there he says 4 mil. Yes.
Didn't we resolve this yesterday by saying that one is when it's Laila and one is then when it's halachic Laila?
Yeah. So one answer is the approach, which we call the Vilna Gaon's approach, is that Agamar and Shabbos Lamedal Lamedhei is dealing with halacha, and the Gemara of Pesachim, Daf Tzadik Daled, is dealing with astronomy. Halachic twilight and halachic night is taka 3/4 mil after sunset. But scientific, astronomical day and night has to do with 4 mil, 72 minutes after sunset. Why? Okay, I mean, and we can explain it in terms of stars, because the Gemara by us in Shabbos mentions that three stars, Beinan, and three average stars create the Laila Zman. It's after Bein HaShmashos. The Gemara over there doesn't say how many stars. It says from Shkia to Tzeis HaKochavim is 4 mil. You can say Tzeis HaKochavim means many stars. All the stars. Okay, not all. Not all stars, but all the stars that are considered enough to be considered astronomical nights. As I don't know when I was learning this with the Rav, he kept on saying the U.S. Naval Observatory. The U.S. Naval Observatory is supposed to be the official government, U.S. government body which defines night, day, so. Very give it that. So,
supposedly we only have three sheets.
Oh, three sheets? Okay, so.
Supposedly the human eye has the ability to only see 2,000 to 3,000 stars anyway.
Okay. So the 2,000 to 3,000 stars you're supposed to see at night is, okay, so.
You didn't mean literally all the stars though?
No, I didn't mean all the stars. I meant all the stars which are normally seen by the naked eye. Oh. Not in New York City. In New York City, you're lucky if you can ever see 10 stars or 20 stars. I mean, on top of Bear Mountain, Hunter Mountain, or my little village in Shiloh in Eretz Yisrael, you look up at the sky and you see all the stars you can see. So that's the Gemara Pesach. There's a Gemara in Shabbos which is Halacha, 3 stars. And by the way, I wanted to mention last night, Avraham Tanoff was very kind. He met me on the street last night. It was, what time, Avraham?
6:15,
which we said would approximately be the time of Tzeis HaKochavim or Laila for the Rabbeinu Tam. And we looked up in the sky, and how many stars did we see, Avraham, at 6:15 yesterday?
One star.
One star? The Gemara says there were three average stars at the top. Three Beinim. But not New York City. New York City, whatever the reason is, the pollution, the lights, city lights, you only really see giant stars. And 6:15, you don't see much in the sky at all.
We were early 5 minutes. At 6:20, there were all the big stars on the sky.
6:20, there were all the big stars, okay. Did anybody look at Avraham? You take a look later on at the Rabbeinu Tam's mouth? No one has done the experiment, okay? Mr. Chen, you do it over Shabbos. You go out, Motzei Shabbos, you take a look. So, this is Shitas. It seems Rashi learns like this, because Rashi doesn't make any big issue. So, according to Rashi, and it's always known in the world as the Vilna Gaon Shita. The Vilna Gaon Shita. Sun sets, Beinei Shemeshes begins, 13 and a half minutes later, there are three stars in the sky, and that's it, it's night. It's the next night. Yeah?
I was looking at this, the Gaon holds the same as the Gaonim. They didn't hold the Rabbi Yehuda's later time, that wasn't because of astronomy. They held that Rabbi Yehuda actually changed his mind in his life.
Oh, he and changed his mind.
So the Gaon holds halakhically the same time, he gives a different reason for the two different things. The Shari Gaon and the High Gaon hold the same as the Gaon.
Okay. Yeah, it's not the Gaon and stuff. There's a much earlier Shitas, like you say, the High Gaon. It could be probably, I think it might be Rashi. Because Rashi doesn't tell us the Rabbeinu Tam's secret. So by not saying anything, you have to just take the Gemara face value. The Gemara says, Mishatishka Bama, you know, it's sunset. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, according to this paradox, he came up with a whole new pshat, which is an Eluyasha, brilliant pshat. What's amazing is how many of the major Jewish poskim have accepted the Rabbeinu Tam, even though it doesn't read that well into the Gemara. He says like this, the Gemara of him says it's 4 mil. It takes 4 mil, 72 minutes, to get the Tzeis HaKachov. Our Gemara on Shabbos says 3/4 of a mil is Bein HaShemashos. And then it's Laila. And Tzeis HaKachovim and Laila are the same, because that's the Gemara said in Drachos, that Bein, so the term Tzeis HaKachovim equals the term Laila. So Bein HaTam says, we can't say the Gemara Psochem, that Tzadik Dalet, is Lav Dafka, just astronomy. It has to be Halacha. Because Tzeis HaKachovim is a Halachic term. And halachically it means Laila, not Bein HaShemashos. So we have to take the Gemara Psochem as being Halacha. I have a Gemara on Shabbos has 3/4 of a mil. It's the last 3/4 of the mil, of the 4 mil. Either Gemara and Shabbos says Mishatishka Chama. Mishatishka Chama does not mean sunset. It means when sunset is completely finished. There's a long process, Rabbeinu Tam says. It was 58 and a half minutes. 3 1/4 mil for the sun to go down. Now we know that the ball of the sun takes about 6 minutes for it to begin to go below and go below the surface. So he says it's 58 and a half minutes. He means much more than just the ball of the sun going below the horizon. So it's... Where Chazal knew this is anybody's guess. It must be a tradition, a Masorah, from Moshe Rabbeinu. That, what the Rabbeinu Tam called Shkia Rishona, the first sunset, doesn't do anything. When the Gemara in Psachim says it's just the sun goes down and he waits 4 mil for Tzeis HaKachov, the Gemara in Shabbos is talking about the halachic switch from Beinash Yom to Beinash Moshes to Laila. The Gemara Shabbos is a different term, not Shkia Sachama, but the term used in Shabbos is Mishatishka Achama. Mishatishka. Mishatishka means when Shkia process is over and done with. So the Gemara Psachim says Shkia Sachama. Shkiyas Chama means the sun ball has gone below the horizon. That's Shkiyas Chama. That's already 72 minutes you have to wait for it says the Kachovim. The Gemara on Shabbos says, Mishatishka HaChama, Bein Hashmashos, 3/4 of a mil. Mishatishka means that not just the ball of the sun above the horizon, plus it went down way below. It goes down to some latitude below the horizon. I don't know, 6 degrees or 20 degrees. It's in the Beis Medrash. I have a printout. They figured it out. How, according to astronomical tables, how many degrees below the horizon is the sun after 3 1/4 mil? After 58.5 minutes, all of this time that the sun, so to speak, is setting from Shkias Achama till Mishetishka Achama, 3 1/4 mil, it's Yom, it's Mamash Day. The Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam is that the world is day without a sun visible in the sky, because as somebody pointed out, the Rav made this very interesting observation that in Maaseh Bereishis we have two definitions of day in the Chumash. The first day there was no sun, there was only light and dark, and it still says we erev yivoker yom rishon v'kol akim la'or yom l'choshech kara laila. So it's light and dark, it had nothing to do with the sun. On the fourth day, when God created the sun, there it says moros bashamayim v'hayu liyamim. The moros bashamayim will create the days and laila. So it's a paradox. So Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that basically the definition of day and night has to do with Or and Choshech. For 56.5 minutes after the sun went down below the horizon, it's Mamish Yom, because there's enough light in the world, there's enough Or for it to be Yom. When is it turned into Bein Hashmashos? After 58.5 minutes, the last 13.5 minutes of the 72, that's when it's Bein Hashmashos and becomes Laila at 72. That's been the time sheet. So as I told you yesterday, the Mechaber and the Ramah passing up in the time. L'chumra and L'kula. That means Friday afternoon, you still have after the sun goes down, according to both Mechaber and Ramah, another 58.5 minutes to do Malacha Deraisa. You can drive a car, you can cook. According to Vilna Gaon, it's already Bein Hashmashos, Suffolk Deraisa L'chumra, it might be Shabbos. But Mechaber and Ramah are like the Rabbeinu Tam. I told you that the Satmar Rebbe, when he came to America, was doing Malacha Deraisa according to Rabbeinu Tam. But, and I explained to you yesterday also the historical quirk which made the American Jewish calendar the Vilna Gaon Zmanim, and the Israeli Yerushalayim calendar also Vilna Gaon. So the two, and then it just turned out, when this happened in the year 1850 or the year 1900, no one paid attention. How many religious Jews were there in America? Not too many. And how many religious Jews were in Yerushalayim? Not too many. 98% of the Jewish religious world was in Europe and in North Africa. They were keeping Rabbeinu Tam. And the few Orthodox Jews in New York and in Yerushalayim were following the Vilna Gaon. But Kadosh Baruch Hu has his ratzon, his will, and he decided that Europe would disappear. As religious Jewry scepter, he decided that North Africa would disappear. And where became the two great centers of religious Jews? America and Israel. But meanwhile, they had accepted the Vilna Gaon, because the Vilna Gaon's Talmidim set up the religious communities in both places, and they created their calendar. So that's it. Then the whole world switched. The whole world switched to the Vilna Gaon. However, it's our world. But you cannot do away with the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam was the Psak of Klal Yisrael for many, many, many hundreds and hundreds of years, many, many hundreds and thousands of Jewish communities. You can't just throw it out the window. That's what the Rabbi Soloveitchik said. So the Rav said that every one of us should try our best to be machmir both ways. Be machmir for Vilna Gaon, which means start Bein Hashmashos right away when the sun goes down, and be machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, don't end the Shabbos, Matzah Shabbos, at least for 72 minutes. Wait at least 72 minutes after the sun sets to make Havdalah. That's what the Rav
teaches. Is there sunset or there candle lighting?
Sunset!
Okay.
Which candle lighting is another 18, means 90 minutes after candle lighting. Instead of everybody in America end Shabbos 1 hour after candle lighting, if you're our Talmud, Rav's Talmud, my Talmud, you end Shabbos an hour and a half, an extra half an hour. The extra half an hour you'll find is so sweet. That extra half an hour of Shabbos is the sweetest part of Shabbos. That's what I found. It's great. I love it. I love it. I love to see everybody else running around like mice and chickens, running here, running there, and I'm mamish, b'shamayim. Shabbos. A lot of Shabbos. It's beautiful. Best Shabbos is the Shabbos of the Ben Tam, the extra half an hour. Yes, Gil.
Two questions. What is the Magen Avraham?
Okay, we're going to go now to Shulchan Aruch. We'll get there. Yes, what's the second question?
Practically, if all the minyan have daven like Arvit,
you can daven Arvit early, according to everybody. That's not a problem.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
But
you can daven.
What do you say? Shmonesrei.
You say
daven a chol. You daven a chol Shmonesrei, and after Chanantan, you can say that early too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't end Shabbos?
No, because you're keeping Rabbeinu Tam. It's not ending Shabbos. But it will end, if you will lose one thing. You're going to lose the Tosefta Shabbos after the Rabbeinu Tam. You can't add to the 72 minutes. If you wanted to go beyond the 72 with the Tosefas, since you already said Atachanantanu, you can't be Mosif. But the halacha of Rabbeinu Tam is irrespective if you daven Ma'ariv and said Atachanantanu. That's a halachic phenomenon that for 72 minutes, it's not yet the end of Shabbos. So that has nothing to do with davening. Yes?
But normally you can't daven Marv early. Like in the regular minyanim, they make sure to say Marv exactly when Shabbos is over.
People are very unreliable, so especially the end of Shabbos. The end of Shabbos is a very big danger that the average person will make a mistake. So therefore the responsible rabbi in the shul will not let a Marv service early. He could, according to Halacha, make an early Friday Maariv, an early Monday Maariv, you can make an early Saturday night Maariv, you can do that. Gemara said that Rav, the great town of Rav, Hayamatzli Matzah Shabbos B'Shabbos, he would dive in the front. Hayamatzli Erev Shabbos Yom Shishi B'chol. Rav used to have an early Maariv. Those of us who do the Daf Yomi will come to it very soon. So you can have an early Maariv, but in America, any rabbi who does that is a crazy man, because he's just inviting his balabatim. And I have to tell you, when once we had a Maisa, very tragic story, my brother went to some hotel, I can't understand, I don't remember why, but he was there for a Yom Kippur, some hotel. And they davened in the hotel. It was not the most religious place in the world. So the rabbi, I don't know what kind of rabbi he was, he had the people daven an early ne'ilah. On Yom Kippur. An early ne'ilah is an old custom to daven the early ne'ilah. So they made the early ne'ilah. It's really a minute of Yerushalayim. So they made the early ne'ilah. My brother was there. Okay, so you daven the early ne'ilah. There is such an old custom. But what he saw, and that was really tragic, was 75-80% of the people checking out of the hotel and driving away. It was still before Shkia on Yom Kippur. Because Nila was over. Go home. That's America. That's America. America, you have to be a step ahead of them. Because if you let them do it, they're going to do things which you can't even dream. Nila's over. Okay, we go home. That's it. Yom Kippur is over. The sun is still shining. They got Manila. It's over. They said Hashem Elokim seven times. Finished. Hashem Elokim. Get from the car. Drive away.
But
you can't trust the people.
Well, will they get their out? If the kapara comes at the end of the day, they're driving the car.
It's a shame. That's why you will never see any responsible Orthodox synagogue an early Maariv Matzah Shabbos. They'll make an early Maariv Friday, an early Maariv Sunday. Not Matzah Shabbos.
Okay, I'm sure
you can't trust
rabbi,
people.
The rabbi makes a special announcement that Shabbos really isn't over until whatever time and he's responsible for congregation. This is all it does.
It doesn't work. Unfortunately. Yes.
I have two big questions. One about keeping the extra remaining time. So you can go down and say you want to make sure you get a minion because you're, I don't even know if they have a late minion here for Rabbeinu Tam.
We have a late minion for Rabbeinu Tam in the big base medrash.
So
every Matzah Shabbos we dive late Rabbeinu Tam, very late. Very good Rabbeinu Tam. In other words, we don't even start the Baruchu until 72 minutes.
So what about the issue of supposed needing to keep the third meal until afterwards? If you're in a place where you don't have an extra minion, so you have to daven the earlier minion for Mari, but you're supposed to wait until after
the extra half an hour. You've got, in other words, if you're going to daven an early Maariv, you're going to have to keep the 72 minutes after the Maariv to wait for Malacha. You can't do anything. Or the question of the Havdalah.
What about the third meal, though? Because you're supposed to wait until, are you really supposed to wait until Shabbos is over to finish your third meal?
Oh.
Or after Shkia?
No.
You don't have to do that.
That's a Chassidish, I think. No. Yeah.
If you hear Havdalah, but you're not, like, you haven't, like, let's say that
you can be Yotze Havdalah even if it's still Shabbos. Strange thing.
Yeah, that's weird. That's very
weird. Well, you already said you
it's weird, but that's what the halach is. Halach is, the Rambam says in black and white, he says, Lahavdil, the Sof Shabbos, Karov of the Yitziyaso, Bein Lefano, Bein Lahachrov Ma'at. He says, as long as it's close to the end of Shabbos, you can say Havdalah earlier.
Is he doing Malacha? Where is that Rambam?
What Malacha?
He's lighting a candle.
No, you can hear.
Only when
you can't light. You cannot light a candle if it's still Shabbos. You can make a Havdalah on a different candle, which was burning from before, or electric light, but you can't light a candle if it's still Shabbos. But you can make Havdalah. You can say Hamadah Ben Kodesh
Hador. Why would you do that?
Well, it happens. It could happen. For some people, they're making let's say you're with a crowd which is davening Vilna Gaon Maariv for end of Shabbos. So they're ending Shabbos, let's say, at this man, 1 hour after candlelight. You have an extra half an hour to go through Rabbeinu Tam. But you have no choice because this is the only Maariv in town. So you're down with their Maariv. Now, let's say for some reason you cannot make your own Havdalah. You have to listen to their Havdalah. So you can listen and answer Amen to everything, and you're Yotze.
Shabbos will just go out for you, Rabbeinu Tam is over, and just be it.
Just make sure you don't do any Malachas, the Raisa or the Rabbanans, until the 72 minutes. Yes, Shimshon.
Where is that
Rambam? Rambam is in Hilchos Shabbos, page for Vav or so. He talks about Kiddush and Havdalah. Yes, Gil. It's a little advanced for me. I'm not up to that. I don't know. But let's first do Shulchan Aruch, and let's then see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So what siman is in Shulchan Aruch? Reish Samachav. Reish Samachalov starts. Sarach Yesham Sarach Lahosef Machol Al Kodesh. Okay, I have a few words. The first few words are missing. How much is me? Yesh Omim Shet Sarach. Those words are missing. By you now start Lahosef on top. Lahosef Machol Al Kodesh. There's a mitzvah to add to Shabbos from the Chol to add to the Kodesh. Okay. Man Tosef is there. When on Friday should you start Shabbos earlier to get the mitzvah of being Mosif Mechol Al HaKodesh? There is a mitzvah, the Gemara says, to add, might even be a mitzvah from the Torah, to add extra time. Start Shabbos earlier. When is this man? Sok the Mechaber Azosh. Yosef Kara writes as follows. Mitchilas Hashkia. You begin the Tosefes, the extra. In other words, really, it's still day, it's still Friday, but you begin your extra Shabbos, your Mosif, from this point, which is when? Mitchilas Hashkia, she'ein ha-shemesh nireis al ha-oretz ad zman ben ha-shemeshes. The sun is no more on the ground, the ball of the sun has gone below the horizon, but it's not yet ben ha-shemeshes, so you have a certain period from the shkia sachama until the ben ha-shemeshes. This is yom. During this time is the zman of Tosefes. It's a mitzvah to be mosif.
You can't go before that. You can't go. You can't add on even more than shkia.
I don't know. He says this is the time to do it. Vazman hazeh. How long is this zman? Shehu gimel milim v'revir. 3 1/4 mil. Zman Moshe Rabbeinu time. For 3 1/4 mil after the sun sets, it's still day. But it's a mitzvah to be mosif mechol al hakodesh. If he wants to make all 3 1/4 mil Shabbos, very nice. Menu mitzas osa. If you want to take a little bit of that time for Tosefes, also good. Bilvad she Yosef Ezizman Sheyir. A little bit, there should be at least a minute or two. She vada yom, and he should be most of a little bit Mechol al HaKodesh. So it's Beferish and Mechaber that it's day for 3 1/4 mil. 58 and a half minutes after the sun set is day, but this is the time to be most. If you want to be most of the whole thing, it's great. A little bit is also good. So you can wait 50 minutes, 55 minutes, and then light candles. You're starting Shabbos a little bit earlier, and it's good. Then, Shir Zman Ben HaShemeshes, and then you come to Ben HaShemeshes, who gimel ribe mil, 3 1/4 mil, 13 1/2 minutes. Shumahalach elef a tufkuf amos. It takes a person can walk then 1500 amos, 1500 amos. Kodem alayla, before alayla. The Ramah Hagah, Ramah says, the im rotzel lahagdin ulakabel olaf hashabbos mepaga mincha v'elef hashus biyago. If a person wants to start Shabbos even before, from paga mincha, it's 1 1/4 hours before the shkia. It's also okay. So it's beferish in the Ramah that he agrees with the Mechaber. He agrees with the Mechaber that it's considered yom until 3 1/4 mil after sunset. He just disagrees in terms of Tosefes. Mechaber limits Tosefes from Shkia Sachama on to 3 1/4 mil. And Ramah says you can start Tosefes even earlier from Plaga Mincha. But it doesn't turn into Shabbos until after 3 1/4 mil is Ben HaShemeshes. It's like the Mechaber, and that there's no dispute.
Rabbi,
yes?
Can't you read the Ramah to be saying that the reason why you're allowed to plug Mincha earlier is because real Shkia Ben HaShemeshes starts much earlier?
He would have said that.
Like, based on the Ramah, I'm saying that you can do it close to the
I know what you mean. I know
so
what you mean.
Ramah's saying you can do it earlier. You bring it
yeah, but
earlier.
He should have.
Why can't you bring it earlier? Because Shabbat really starts much earlier.
No, he would have said that. The Ramah doesn't mince words. When he wants to argue with Mechaber, he says it black and white. So this is a much more important question. When does Ben HaShemeshes begin with the Raisa? If he really felt that the Ben HaShemeshes, the Raisa starts earlier, like Rashi, Vilna Gaon, then he would have said it. He never said that. He focused on a smaller issue. When do you start to surface?
When
it's a very small issue compared to the big issue of when does Ben HaShemeshes begin.
When
does
the Mechaber
Ben HaShemeshes begin, and he doesn't disagree. Everybody says that the Ramah agrees with the Mechaber.
So
Mechaber and Ramah had Rabbeinu Tam Shita. This was the Jewish world until about 1800. The Jewish world was in Shita's Rabbeinu Tam. Ashkenaz and Sfarad. Ashkenaz and Sfarad.
Really?
Yes.
When does the Mechaber say that you start the Sefer Shabbos?
When the sun goes down.
Beginning of the 13 and a half minutes.
No. Beginning of the 72.
The Mechaber says beginning of the 72.
You can. If you want, you can wait. You have 58 and a half minutes. You only have 58 and a half minutes. It's nice to start at the beginning, but you can start any time. Yes, Shimshon.
Why? First, as a point with regard to the Ramah, he's in more sets. So if you want to add, meaning that the mitzvah, if it was a mitzvah to be Tosef HaShabbos, then he would say you have to add before Shia. I mean, if you have like the Gra and
right,
and
it would require you.
Right, well, if you want to, then implies that he does agree.
That's right. Very good. So good deal.
But
very
the question,
good.
Why don't we consider Ben HaShemeshes itself Tosef HaShabbos?
It is.
So then why doesn't...
That's a very good point, Rabbi Soloveitchik. The Rav said, Ben HaShemeshes is automatically a Tosef HaShabbos. because everybody's going to stop because of suffering. So it's automatically going to be a Tosefes. But he said, the Rav, that that's not the mitzvah of the Torah. The mitzvah of the Torah is to do a voluntary Tosefes.
When's Plagim?
The Rambam doesn't. That's why the Mechaber says Yeshom. Some say it's a mitzvah Tosefes. Not the Rambam. Yes.
In Israel last summer, eating by certain houses because they didn't want their children to be out for Shabbos. Some Ashkenazi houses, they go down to Sephardi Shul, take on Shabbos early. This is in Maladafna. So the question is, why is it that we can choose sometimes when we want to learn Shemayim to be normally? You know, we daven Mincha at a certain time, and we daven Maariv at a certain time. But then tonight, you know, we're going to choose to change our halakha. We're going to daven Maariv way earlier. It's going to be Mamash. When you walk outside at Shabbos, Mamash is completely light outside.
You have to learn Daf Yomi.
I am.
Good. So if you read the Tosfos, the first big long Tosfos there on Daf Beis, which is not part of Daf Yomi, it's beyond the Daf Yomi. That Tosfos discusses this and gives us the license to do paradoxical things with davening and so on. Tosfos says, Rabbeinu Tam was the one who said you can daven Mincha late and Maariv early, and you can switch from day to day. One day you daven late, one day you daven early. All of this was in that long Tosfos. When the time justifies it. So that's where it comes from. Yeah.
If somebody who doesn't keep Rabbeinu Tam driving home, if I keep Rabbeinu Tam?
Oh, one interesting question. Let's say there are two Jews. One Jew is keeping Vilna Gaon, and the other Jew is keeping Rabbeinu Tam. So could one Jew ask the other Jew to do Malacha for them? Let's say I keep Rabbeinu Tam, you keep Vilna Gaon. So for you, Shabbos ended at 6:30. You may have dollar. I'm waiting till 7:00.
No.
I have just half an hour of extra Shabbos, but I'm keeping because I'm available time. You are gonna go. And now I have something I want you to do. I have to do some malacha. I don't know. I have to call my date. I'm gonna be late. She should come early. So make a phone call for me. Call her up and tell her she shouldn't get dressed. I'm not feeling well. I don't want to call her too late. Make a phone call for me. Am I allowed to tell you to do a malacha? Because for you, it's not Shabbos. You hold like the Vilna Gaon. For me, it's Shabbos. I'm like the Vilna Ben Hutan.
That is Shabbos. The book says, no, for a goy, it's never Shabbos. And yet you're not allowed to ask him to do malacha. Of course, there are certain exceptions. So we learned, you know, how to follow.
So the things like this
that a Jew for whom it's not Shabbos, you would be able to ask.
That's a very good. That's the first initial reaction. Is if I can't tell a guy, it's a mitzvah to Rabbana for a Jew. That's the first reaction. If you can't tell a guy, how can I tell a Jew? Right. However, the post can argue the reverse. We only find in the Gemara a takana not a talagai. Whoever said that they ever made such a takana for such a case of a Jew telling a Jew, because one person passed it this way and one person passed it that way. So I suppose right, that's the famous shahalacha. Most posts can pass. Let's say a person starts Shabbos early. He's Moshe. He likes make Shabbos early. He can tell someone else who didn't to do a malacha. So you see that there was no gezeira of a Jew telling a Jew.
But this is not.
That's a special case of Tosefta. It's a personal thing. It's a personal Shabbos for me. It doesn't mean that it should affect me. Gil.
What about when you're in Israel and you come for Yontif and you go to an Israeli's house and they keep 2 days, they keep 1 day and you keep 2, you tell them to do stuff?
Same issue. Is there an issue to tell another Jew to do something for you? Same problem. Yes, Matthew.
What is the problem of telling somebody to do a law?
Telling a guy is an issa de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan said, because they're afraid you may do it yourself. If you let the guy do it,
but
then
it's funny. If that is a problem here, then you can tell a Jew, because you know what you can't do, you're telling a Jew that's something. This makes sense.
You're saying it's mutter
or the reason, I think it should be mutter, because if you say the reason is because I'm afraid I'm going to do it, the reason I'm telling him is because I know I can't do it.
Right. Good argument. You're saying it's mutter.
It doesn't work though, because it doesn't work with the goy while with the Jew. The Rabbanan said the exact that logic.
Okay, well, it makes sense a lot.
You're not allowed to say to a goy. If
you're saying it's mutter. I personally tend to think that it's mutter. I personally think it, but not a posek. But I think that the takana is only with goyim, like you're arguing. There's no takana for a Jew to tell another Jew. If one person paskins of any time, one person paskins.
To get actually into a car and get to drive.
No, that's a different story. Sitting in a car. Okay, now let me explain to you another thing. It's getting a little more complicated now with the car issue. Sitting in a car. Please, with both sides. It's very important. Discussion here. Sitting in a car, someone else is driving the car, and I take a ride. This is actually halacha lemaisa. I have this question many times because I daven in Englewood. I told yesterday that my son Shul, they stop like the Vilnagon, and then my son drives home, and I'm in the shul. So I have a Yetzer Hara to take a car ride. It's not that you're in the town. It's before you're in the town. I never take a car ride. I always walk. So what's the problem of sitting in a car? What's the issue of sitting in the car on Shabbos?
It's not light.
You're not doing any malacha.
You might do something.
It's been done for your sake.
Plus, you sitting in the car, you're causing the car to work harder. So you sit in the car, you're causing the car to work harder.
Sitting in the car because the car is muktzah. So who says you not, who says you can't have benefit from muktzah? You can't move muktzah. Who says I can't? Who says I can't sit on muktzah and enjoy muktzah?
Why
are you moving the chair? What kind of movement is that? You're not moving anything. You're sitting in a chair. What are you talking about?
Ready for every added.
That's not moving. Moving means akira and anocha. Yaakov.
For every added. And
for
all added weight, the engine has to work harder in order to move the car. So
that's not because of me. The guy's putting his foot on the gas pedal.
No, right, you're requiring more gas being put into the engines than the engine.
But I'm not creating the gas. The guy with the gas pedal and his foot, he's doing the malacha. He drives whatever way he wants to drive. For him, Shabbos is over. So he already made Havdalah.
I'm saying that he's going to go 30 miles an hour.
We worry about his malacha, his mutter malacha. He already made Havdalah according to the Vilna Gaon. I'm keeping an extra Shabbos because of Rebbe of time.
Rebbe, it's like what the elevators used to be. Like the problem with the elevators.
Elevators are different because when I'm on the elevator is a mechanism which is automatically calibrated to my weight.
So that's what he
said. My weight is causing the elevator motor to work more, so I'm doing the malacha.
That's what he's saying.
I'm saying the man is putting his foot on the gas pedal. The car doesn't have a brain to decide how much gas it needs.
The car
does not. I'm the one, the guy with the gas pedal, he looks at the speedometer and he decides how much gas to put. He's doing the malacha, not me.
Okay.
That's why it has nothing to do with the elevator.
He's just saying that more gas is being burned because you're sitting in the car.
So what?
I don't find a problem with it.
What, are you trying to save gas? It's Shabbos. Who cares about the gas? The Shabbos is malacha. And I'm sitting in the car, and there's a guy driving the car, and he made Havdalah according to the Vilna Gaon. And I'm keeping Shabbos like a Beinu Tam. What malacha did I do? Nothing.
But there's so many problems. You open those lines,
the car.
So you open the door. Small things, you know. I mean, you continue to sit from the lock all of a sudden without them noticing it. You know, it's really dangerous. It's like putting lights in front of yourself. Why would it be a problem?
So what's the problem? Let's go.
First of all, it doesn't seem like the problem would be more science, just because at that time most of the people pulled the grunt anyway. But also, say like on Pesach, can an Ashkenaz person get benefit from like?
It's a similar question. They're all the same questions. One Jew passes one way, there's another Jew. Yes, Shimshon.
Right. So I understand what we're saying. If we're saying that we only hold the Bantam for Qumrah, but according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they're not holding the Bantam for Qumrah, they're holding the Bantam for Chasidah.
Right.
Meaning that, for me, it's not like the case of the Goy. To the Goy doesn't have Shabbos now. For me, if I'm saying Rabbi Yonatan is right, I'm saying this Jew still has Shabbos. So he's driving fine, we said it, and the Takanat doesn't apply to him, but he's got Shabbos. No one, Gil's cases with the Israeli in Israel, no one's going to argue that the Israeli should have 2 days of Yom Tov. Here with Shabbos, you have a number of really big mafarshim are going to say, this guy shouldn't be driving. It's a very different case.
Right, it's a different case.
If you're going to keep a lechumer, fine. That's an issue. I mean, once you're trying to keep lechumer is why you're trying to play games about whether or not you're going to keep lechumer.
Okay.
That's another issue.
Yeah, you're right. It's a much more serious problem. Yes, Shavuot.
So, our case, right, we're saying what, that we have a guy, a Jew who holds the Gra, who's driving the car, and the passenger is someone who holds Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
So, my Hoko Shabbos, what you're not allowed to do for you, so certainly another Jew isn't allowed to do for you. So
Who said?
That's Salacha.
Who said?
Like,
we know a guy can't do work for you. We don't know a Jew can't do work for you.
Like on Shabbos, let's say it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos, right? I can't say to, and I know I'm not allowed to turn on the light. I can't say to another Jew, turn on the light for me.
But that's
because he's not allowed to turn on the light.
Yeah.
But anything that I'm not allowed to do for myself, I can't have a Jew or a guy for that matter do for me.
A guy,
even
know.
A guy, it has to be their own ratzon. Even
a guy, we know you're not allowed to tell.
And
we
even
don't know how to tell a Jew. We know a Jew can't do it at 12 o'clock in the afternoon. We don't know that at the night time, at that particular period, that there's an issa for me to tell another Jew.
Well, this is a unique time because when the only reason why you could ever have a time where Shabbos for one Jew and not Shabbos for another Jew is because one holds the Gra and one holds the Rabbeinu Tam.
Right.
So I'm just extending the idea from just like by a guy. You can't tell a guy.
Okay, but that's
tell
what
you.
Chaim said before.
Chaim
said
it.
Right. Okay, yes.
It seems like Shabbos is up to us. It's like we can choose when Shabbos is and when dance.
That's for sure.
It is. Who could say it right now?
What's going on today?
So what's the reason?
Where did we come to say such things?
It's like this. I say it right now, it's not Shabbos, and you say Shabbos. You have to have a limit to say this is Shabbos in your hands. You can't say,
okay. This is a machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and the Vilna Gaon. And one community passing this way. Jews passing different opinions.
I thought like Shabbos like the set that Hashem said, now I'm going to bring Shabbos to the world, and this I'm going to take it off. But then it seems like we could prolong it, we could do it.
Tosefis. The mitzvah of Tosefis. Shabbos is personal as well as objective.
It's a period of time, and then it's
different. It's like we can choose. It's actually Shabbos.
Right. Tosefis is a different spirit. We know so. But we don't have the real Shabbos. Then the Shabbos is the real Shabbos. It's not a question of the moment. Ben Ashmash is a Shabbos on the seventh
God.
God Shabbos.
Let's say someone holds Vilna Gaon, right?
What?
He's been Shabbos before, right?
The Vilna Gaon starts Shabbos 58 and a half minutes before the Rabbeinu Tam. Because he has Ben Ashmash 58 and a half minutes earlier.
Okay, I'll get
over
the time. It's still not Shabbos there.
That's right, it's
day. How can it be?
Because it's a Machlekes.
Okay, but there's a set to
that.
Right?
So
what's the answer? Hashem said, "Choose the time." You want to Hashem really prescribed this is the time where Shabbos is going to be, or we could choose. Okay, he holds this, you hold that. Is Hashem that he put it as a
down? These are kinder. Bnei Yisrael are uven v'nachmadim. Your mom is so sweet. But the thing is, you have to understand Matadjah. When there's a machloket, there's a machloket in Psak. Hashem wants us to do what the poskim say.
So what's the
not
answer?
What he says. You cannot send a letter to God and ask God what I should do. You have to follow the psak.
What's the answer?
The machloket.
So why can't you go in the car?
One could be right. Can both go right? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So basically,
you
choose
Shabbos.
Oh, I
want to
tell you, I see the Shabbos.
Why can't there be the time to go in the car then?
What's the answer? Both are right. So we should keep the whole thing from earlier.
That's what I said. The Rav said be machmir, folks.
Right.
Rav said
what's the answer to your question?
Why can't there be the time to go in the
car? What's the answer to your question? Rav,
Let me just go through this very fast, because it's not a minute in a few minutes. First of all, you should know like this. As far as what you're arguing, you're flipping. The Gemara says that whenever there's a machloket, Beis Shammai says this, Beis Hillel says this, Rabbeinu Tam says this, Vilna Gaon says that. The Gemara says that the basic philosophy of this machloket is Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chayim. Both sides of the machloket are God's ideas. How can God have a paradoxical idea? God itself is paradox. We don't understand God. So therefore, God can tell us in the Torah, Beis Shammai is right. Beis Hillel is right.
Even though they're
right. No problems. God made day and night. God made twilight. He makes paradoxes. Halacha can be a paradox.
So you won't vote then that is
no, because the ways of passing. Some people pass them this way. This is what the Gemara says in terms of halacha. Elu ve'elu de'utimchan. That's number one. Now Chassidus says the following. Please, Rabotai, this is very basic. Chassidus says that for every Talmud Chacham, it says in the Gemara, it's one of the last Gemara, which Masechet, I forgot about it. But the Gemara says, Kadosh Baruch Lahancho Arba Yesh, also a Kadosh Baruch Lahancho Kol Talmud Chacham Shai Alamos. Which Masechet does that end? The end of Shas, the last Mishnah in Uksin. Okay. So it says, God will give every Talmud Chacham 310 universes of his own. So the Chassidim say like this, every God will be Israel, every Talmud Chacham has his opinions. Beis Shammai said X, Y, Z, Beis Hillel said A, B, C, Bunna Gaon had his opinions, and the Talmud has his opinions. So therefore, this world, this is one universe, our world, Olam Hazeh. This world has ways of making decisions. Halacha lemaisa. Either you pass in the Beis Hillel, whatever your psak is. What happens to the other opinion? You think this is the only universe God ever made? God made millions, billions, trillions of universes like this. And if there's a, let's say, if this universe here, me, you, people in this world, we're going to listen to the Vilna Gaon. So Rabbeinu Tam said, I hold a different. Don't worry, Rabbeinu Tam. There's another universe. In fact, there are 310 universes just like you. So you have the same planets like Earth and Mars, Venus, yeah, but someplace else. The Torah. And there, they pass them like Rabbeinu Tam. So when you go to those other universes, you have to keep Rabbeinu Tam. You think only he is? This is the only person. That's the Chassidus Shittah.
Is this just the one universe where everything overlaps?
One last thing, yes, ma'am.
Rebbe said that you said it was like far back, that was, but it still said Bashama says Torah. Well, we know that Rebbe just closed before by Hanukkah time, that basically Bashama just came after Hanukkah, and when the bull was gone, then that's the time they came in, because then came Machlokes, right? So before that, it was only one thing. So those days, so it wasn't all of those like this. It was a time that really was, this is the pasuk, and there's no going left or right.
Right.
So the only after that, this is
happening. That's true. Okay, now let me just get back to the car chase because I want to finish that off.
Hey, why can't we sit in the car?
Hold on. Sitting in a car on Shabbos is like this. I have an opinion. I might be right. I might be wrong. I think that sitting in a car on Shabbos is also because of the gezeira of sitting on a wagon which is drawn by a horse. The Gemara says clearly that you're not allowed to sit in a wagon which is being drawn by a horse, because you might break a branch and hit the horse, and that would be a malacha, breaking a branch off a tree. You need to hit the horse, so break a branch off a tree. So they made a gezeirah not to ride on animals or to be driven by animals because of the gezeirah of this. I personally think that all the motorized vehicles we have nowadays, cars, trains, planes, Not ships. Because ships were in the time of the Gemara. The Gemara says clearly you can go on a ship on Shabbos. So they didn't make it there on ships. Those days the ships didn't have motors. The ships used to go with the wind. So that they didn't make it there. But a motor is a modern day animal. We say that a car has, how many horsepower do they use nowadays in a car? The fastest, biggest, speediest car in the world. 1,000 horsepower. Okay, so the cars, they compare it to horses. So since it's compared to horses, I have a feeling that if the Chazal were around, they would apply the gezeirah of animals.
That's the ability.
I was in a shul Shabbos ago where somebody was giving a drasha about a tshuva. I'm trying to remember whose son it was that wrote this tshuva. But it said that before Shabbos, you're actually allowed to stay on a carriage because it's worse, like you want a place to eat or stay and not be stranded for Shabbos, that you're allowed to stay on the carriage.
Okay, could be that sometimes there's some exigency, some emergency.
They said the same thing with
the car. Train, a car. Could be. I'm not getting into fine line. Okay. It's a suffix.
Rebbe, you implying it
anyway. I would never sit in a car if I could avoid it on Shabbos because I'm afraid that it's part of the gzeira of animal motor.
Well, you might come to do in Morocco.
This would break the bread.
Yes.
I would hit a car.
Rebbe, in some of the Asian countries, they don't have these that wagons drawn by people.
So would that be also? I don't know. Maybe it's also. Now, it goes down as follows. I'll just say one last thing. Therefore, do not take the ride in the car because maybe it's an issue of Rabbanon of riding with animals. So it's a suffix to Rabbanon. It's a suffix to Rabbanon in the Chumrah of Rabbeinu Tam. I personally don't do it. However, if someone would do it, I wouldn't get upset with it. It's because that fellow passed, he ended with the gun. The minig in America is the gun. The issur to sit in the car is not clear what that issur is. It might be mutter. If it's usur, it could be usur, maybe because of the gezeira of animals. So it's, in the worst case, it's a suffix of an issa d'rabbanon. In the zman of a machloket, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, personally, I would not sit in the car. But if someone sat in the car, I wouldn't scream at him. Now, I just tell you another thing is, and this is the last point. Besides the 72 minutes, I'll go into this next week. There is a chumrah in the Rabbeinu Tam, instead of 72, to go 90 or 96. That I saw the Rav, that the Rav, he said 72, he wouldn't sit in the car with anybody, nothing. But he kept till 96, the Rav. He used to keep to 96. But between the 72 and the 96, he would sit in the car, let someone drive him home. That he would do. I personally now keep 96, and I do even more than the Rav. I don't sit in the car either up to 96. My wife is very getting used to it, but it's a few years, but she's getting used to it. So 96, I don't do anything. But the Rav, between 72 and 96, he would sit in a car. Someone else would drive. He sat in the shul, Nesa Davin and Maimonides, like Rav Magon, which is only 1 hour. People went home, and the Rav would sit there another half an hour, wouldn't do anything. And one or two people would sit around with him. Then at 72, this guy sat around and said, "Okay, Rabbi Soloveitchik, I'll drive you home." But the Rav himself wouldn't carry his talus, so he didn't have an aid with him. He wouldn't do any malacha, but till 96, but he would let himself be driven home, from 72 to 96. Okay.
Anybody
who wants to play for yesterday's if you want that
Rocky.